From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea says it will halt aid to North Korea and limit inter-Korean exchanges in response to Pyongyang's nuclear test earlier this week. South Korean Unification Ministry official told reporters the government will temporarily suspend aid to North Korea and private exchanges to focus on responsive measures by the UN Security Council. North Korea announced on Wednesday it had successfully tested a miniaturized hydrogen bomb, drawing widespread condemnation from the international community. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementation of the Iran nuclear deal could be just days away if all goes well. Mr. Kerry says Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif assured him that Iran intended to complete its obligations. In a separate development, Secretary Kerry rejected suggestions that the U.S. did not pay enough attention to North Korea leading up to the bomb testing this week. He said North Korea has been at the forefront of talks with China, Pyongyang's ally.
Now, China had a particular approach that it wanted to make, and we agreed and respected to give them space to be able to implement that. But today in my conversation with the Chinese, I made it very clear that has not worked, and we cannot continue business as usual.
That is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Rebels loyal to former South Sudanese Vice President Riek Machar are hailing a power-sharing deal reached Thursday with the government as a positive breakthrough, one that they say brings their country one step closer to peace. According to the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission timetable, a government of national unity would be in place in South Sudan by January the 22nd. This is VOA News. French police shot and killed a man who tried to storm a police station on Thursday, the first anniversary of the Islamic extremist attack on the office of the magazine Charlie Hebdo. The man was armed with a knife and wore what was thought to be an explosive vest, turned out to be a fake. He'd charged at police before officers shot him to death. He was also carrying a piece of paper with the Islamic State symbol. Police have not formally identified him, but sources say he was a homeless man from Morocco who had been involved in petty crimes. The new UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, is urging governments not to succumb to the growing dangers of xenophobia, but instead to offer protection to people fleeing war and persecution. Lisa Schlein reports.
Grandi notes the issue of refugees has always been extremely political and politicized by different segments of society. But he says the politicization and disparagement of refugees has reached unprecedented levels of intensity. He points to the chaotic refugee situation in Europe, where more than 1 million refugees, most from Syria, are living in desperate circumstances because Europe lacks a coherent, coordinated policy to respond to their needs. The UNHCR plans to hold a ministerial resettlement conference at the end of March that will focus on the Syrian refugee crisis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli soldiers shot and killed three Palestinians who tried to stab them outside a Jewish settlement near Jerusalem. The settlement had been one of the focal points of Palestinian anger in the latest wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence, now in its fourth month. Trouble has killed 22 Israelis, with an American and an Eritrean, and at least 136 Palestinians have died in clashes with Israeli forces. Days after announcing new executive actions meant to reduce gun violence, President Obama made his pitch to the public Thursday at a town hall-style meeting where he lashed out at the nation's largest gun rights group. During the hour-long meeting hosted on CNN, Mr. Obama accused the powerful National Rifle Association of having a stranglehold on Congress. After twice triggering a circuit breaker mechanism earlier this week because of huge losses, Chinese stocks swung wildly in early trading today but seemed to settle by midday. Experts blame the global market plunge on investor worries about slowing growth in China. Beijing recently moved to weaken the currency in a bid to bolster exports and growth, a move that made investors nervous.
That's the latest world news from VOA.